1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden calling for term limits and a code of ethics for the Supreme Court and for a constitutional amendment to reverse a court ruling that said presidents have immunity for official acts while in office. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
President Biden and his leftist allies don't like the current composition of the court, so they want to shred the Constitution to change it.
Former President Trump will sit for a victim interview in the investigation into his rally shooting, says the FBI. Update on the 4.9 magnitude earthquake that shook Southern California hours ago. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The epicenter of the quake was in the Barstow area out in the desert east of L.A., a place many people go through while driving between L.A. and Las Vegas. There is no known damage or injuries, but the shaking was felt around L.A. We felt it here in the ABC News Bureau, a few seconds of minor shaking. I noticed the water in my water bottle rocking back and forth.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for some of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. No one was injured when a plane departing EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh made an emergency landing Sunday morning. The plane was losing power in its single engine when it made the landing in a field in the town of Hubbard. A second plane landed in the field to assist the first. Pilot of the disabled plane was a 28-year-old man from Georgia. No damage to property was reported. Wisconsin's fishing enthusiasts will soon be allowed to carry firearms with them when they go out on the waters. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently agreed to rescind the rule that prevented anglers from carrying firearms after the ban was challenged by a lawsuit by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Anglers will still be prohibited from using a firearm to shoot fish, however. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Chourio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, yeah. Don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, some pop-up storms tomorrow into tomorrow night. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, upper 80s Wednesday, storms in the late afternoon and evening. It's 82 right now.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert.
Right.
Yeah. That was the,
That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci in transit, and actually pretty special week today, though, or this whole week, huh, Jess?
Oh yeah. But Tim, where are you?
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody's like, wait a minute, that does not look like where Tim usually is. This is awesome. I am at the State Street studio. Yes, Civic Media headquarters. I'm at the, what do they say, the mothership right now? So
yeah.
I'm in town. I'm in Madison. And anybody who's listening goes, well, where are you normally? Well, in case you haven't paid close attention, I typically do the show from Ohio in my home studio. Jess produces out of Waukesha. Johnny Lupinacci is in the state of Washington outside of Spokane. And it all comes together through Civic Media every night of the week. Tonight, though, I'm here in Madison and going to be here through Wednesday's show because, Jess, we have a great little event here in Madison, Wisconsin tomorrow and Wednesday, the Wisconsin Public Education Network Big Summit. Everybody in the area, it's Wisconsin now, it's in Madison, but I am here to actually I forget this whole thing. Are we really media? Or are we just interviews? Are we talk show hosts? Who are we? We're here, though, because they're going to be talking everything public education in Wisconsin at this conference. Lots of who's who in the Wisconsin public education circles. And so we're going to be there. And Jess, you and I are going to get to meet for the first time in person tomorrow, right?
I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness.
People are saying, like, wait, didn't that happen before? Well, no, it was actually. So here's the story. This is the great thing about this. So having done the show all those times from Ohio, people will remember when we came into town April 30th, Johnny Lupinacci and I, that was the very first time Johnny and I had ever met. And he had started doing the show with me in 2020 during the COVID outbreak. We hadn't met each other. We have done it on Zoom to begin with and then on StreamYard for 4 years. And we finally got to meet each other when we came into town to announce our new sponsor, Minocqua Brewing Company. In fact, Minocqua Brewing Company is a proud, they are a sponsor of Busted Pencils. We love them. In fact, just tonight after the show, I'm going to run up there. If anybody's listening in the Madison area and wants to check it out, I'm going to head up to the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room in Madison because they are the most awesome supporters of public education. They sued the state of Wisconsin to go after that voucher program. They are making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. So, yeah, Jess, that was when Johnny and I got to meet for the first time because during the Minocqua, the announcement of the sponsorship, we did a live remote from the Minocqua tap room. We were there. It was the first time Johnny and I had met. And so now it is so great to be back in Madison. People are like, well, wait a minute. If you're in Ohio, what's your connection to Wisconsin? From 2013 to 2020, I was the dean of the School of Education at Edgewood College in Madison. And actually, this is where Busted Pencils got its start. And so after the pandemic and a relocation that was required because of the pandemic, I kept doing Busted Pencils.
So this is a bit of a homecoming for you, Tim.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird homecoming. In fact, it's so weird, or maybe not. I'm literally staying next door to the house that my family and I lived in when we lived here in Madison, because my great, awesome next door neighbors, who we got to be, you know, very close with over those years that we lived there, they were like, hey, when you're in town, you could stay with us. They have an accommodation, used to be an Airbnb. They don't run it as an Airbnb anymore. And so when Johnny and I came in April, they let us stay there. So it was, you know, coming back after 4 years, staying next door to what used to be my house. That's kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's like I can walk over there and walk. Oh, no, I can't. That's not my house anymore.
See if they change the locks.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder. I should have brought my key. I'm like, sorry, I just wanted to see if my key still works. That wouldn't have gone off so well.
Just wanted to check that stash that I left in the third bedroom.
I wonder if they dug up that coffee can of freshly minted 20s that... No. Anybody who's going like, I know where he used to live. I'm going to dig up his backyard. No, don't do that. And plus, it's not my backyard anymore. So I don't know what would happen to you if you did that. But so Johnny and I stayed there at my old next door neighbors. And so I am back, drove in. So flew from Columbus this morning to Chicago. Chicago, got a rental car. Rental car, drove up to Madison, checked in to my accommodations, drove up to the State Street studio. Jess and I had our little Google meet that we normally do before the show. And Jess, here I am in studio, in the State Street studio in Madison, doing the live Busted Pencils. And yes, we will be talking everything Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit. But for now, Jess, coming off of, you know, we have to keep talking about it. People are like, are we going to move on? I don't think we should move on just yet. The excitement around what has been happening politically. And if you've been living under a rock, well, then we're here to let you know that President Biden is not going to run for re-election in the 2024 election. He announced that he's going to pass the torch. He's going to step out of the race. And he gave his endorsement to Kamala Harris. And over that time, it seems like there's been a pretty good coalescing around saying, I think we're all going to get on board with Kamala Harris. Although it still has to go to the convention. As we pointed out, it was when we did our little civics lesson with you all a couple years. It's like, whoa, when was that? It was just the other day.
Decided to take a little bit of a media break for the past week. Oh boy, welcome back
for sure. But we're still talking about this because I gotta tell you, I was telling Jess on our pre-show little talk that my drive up here from Chicago, I listened to quite a few podcasts. And during that time, I am absolutely amazed at how much there is a conversation still going on about people being excited. Wanted to say, you know, was it unique that you, Jess, Johnny, and I were all just like, whoa, this is really cool. I didn't think it was going to be, or I was going to be. I remember Johnny Lupinacci thinking, and in fact saying very, very, you know, out loud and saying, like, I was glad to see President Biden pass the torch. I didn't realize how excited I would feel now that it has happened. And so Johnny was there. And I want to say, I was listening to a podcast today, a national host, who actually had the very same kind of take of going like, I was absolutely 100% in favor of Joe Biden passing the torch. Didn't realize, though, that when he did that and made the announcement, how exciting and this lifting. And I keep hearing this now after, you know, watching the news all weekend across multiple voices, multiple ages, where people are saying, you know, this feels uniquely energizing. Just thoughts.
Absolutely. Everyone that I've talked to as well has just been remarking on how exhilarating it has been over these past couple days, which have felt like weeks and maybe months, to have this change in the presidential race. It's like we didn't realize that we were all holding our breath. And then all of a sudden, we just let it out.
Yeah, we were holding our breath because it was like, it was a lack of excitement for President Biden's candidacy. It just was. It wasn't a feeling of going, you know, again, if you're a supporter of the Democrats or in this point, if you felt like you were voting for anybody but Trump, but there was no excitement. There was no, I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to be a part of something. I can't wait to go out. That's all changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went from being, I'm anti-Trump, and, you know, this is what we have to do. We have to organize to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. We have to make sure that the policies that we support have a chance of being passed. There wasn't really the sense of like, ooh, this is our candidate, and we're so excited about what this candidate is bringing, and we're so excited about the potential changes that we could be having in this country. It was all this matter of, we can't let this one back in.
Right.
And now it's different. It's
totally different. It's like, well, you know, of course we still can't let that one back in. Right. But now it's like, and of course we've got this energizing feeling around this what seems to be is going to be the candidate, Kamala Harris. And wow, all of a sudden the script that has been flipped on the old white guy scenario, where we originally had two old white guys. I was in the commentary today of saying, you know, in that debate between former President Trump and President Biden, what really came across was this sense of going, wow, President Biden seems really old and President Trump seemed like this kind of, you know, hip dude who was just there, you know, kind of bringing it. And now,
well, I think it was just
the whole idea. It was like, well, he's more alive than Biden seemed, I think.
Yeah.
But there was, you know, there was like, okay, he's definitely now all of a sudden he's the old guy.
He's the guy who speaks and just kind of says
whatever, you know, who knows what he's going to say. All of a sudden, now you've got Kamala Harris, 59 years old, minority woman,
energetic speaker,
you know, and in fact, living. I love this J.D. Vance's "The Childless Cat Ladies" comment. Now is just coming to be. I think we talked about this last week. Hillary Clinton's, you know, the basket of deplorables, which killed her.
Yeah.
The fact that J.D. Vance now, you know, childless cat ladies or cat people. I think that's going to be the one.
Ladies, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be one that sticks with him. And oh, you know what? And Johnny Lupinacci, he will be joining us again on Thursday. So because Jess and our special assignment, Wisconsin Public Education Network, we're going to be highlighting that some more through the middle of this show. When we come back, though, Jess, we got to talk about these vice presidential potential possibilities because it keeps up and down. You think one's in charge and one the other. In fact, 855-752-4842. We want to hear who you're thinking, who should be the next vice president. Stay tuned.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make sure you get that number. Hey, you can text in, though, too, if you're watching us on Facebook, if you're watching us on Twitter. You know, just the Twitter, the X thing, the whole conversation. I was just noticing today, listening, that there are some people who are just saying, you know what, I like Twitter, and I'm just going to refer to it as Twitter, even though I know it's X. Because you hear those other
calling it Twitter.
I didn't either, but it was interesting because I started hearing, you know, people going, well, you know, used to be Twitter, now is X. You know, you'd hear people give, and that doesn't sound natural. That doesn't feel good. And then when you go, you know, as seen on X, that doesn't feel good.
The platform,
it doesn't feel, you know,
formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, the platform for none of that works. It's just like, you know, no, I'm sorry, just going to refer to it on Twitter. And so, yeah, on the Civic Media Twitter feed, you can be watching Tim and Jess right now, the
get
Facebook,
some of the bonus
and,
content
and the YouTube, the bonus content and the YouTube channel too is always available for people that are out there ready to listen. Okay, before we get into our potential vice presidential discussion, I love this here in my notes, the Camergy that you put in, Camergy. Kind of like energy, Kennergy for Kamala. In fact, you have a nice example of some of that Kamergy, Jess. Let's hear that.
Let's listen to it, shall we?
Yeah. So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
I actually have to turn the fader down just a little because otherwise it blows out the speakers.
So there it is. Wow. Yeah. So enough delegates. Now people are saying, wait, does that mean, okay, it's not over.
Right. Give us the quick civics here. That doesn't mean that she's the formal nominee yet. There's an additional step that we need to get to first, right?
Still have to go through the convention and the delegates still have to vote and she still has to formally accept the nomination at the convention. Mm-hmm. It's just that right now, no one else, though, has also stepped up and said, I'm challenging her.
Right.
I think if anybody did, that would be silly and kind of stupid. And somebody like, are you saying there are other people out there who couldn't be as good a candidate or better? I'm not saying that at all. That may actually be the case. The reality now, though, here is that would be, to me, when I say this, a distraction, a kind of waste of time. There's 100 days left now.
Yeah.
That energy and excitement, Jess, that you and I say we're feeling, that Johnny says they're feeling, he's feeling. When I hear senior citizens in Pennsylvania being asked how they feel about this, the fact that they're now saying, you know, I didn't realize how kind of weary I was coming into this. And now that President Biden has stepped down, I feel sad because he stepped down. But even seniors are saying how excited they're feeling.
And there's been a energy rallying around Kamala.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy rallying. And you know, right now, you know what? It'd be one thing if people said, you know, there's not the energy there. We don't feel it. You know, maybe we should have a primary. But there's nothing around right now saying that actually a primary would be distracting. It would take away that energy. And I'm not sure that, you know, quote, the best candidate would come out of a primary at this point, because the best candidate feels like Kamala Harris right now.
Yep.
And I would say the feels like is because there is that energy. So when you hear, whether it's podcasters, national broadcasters, just Tim and Johnny talking about an excitement, we're not saying that we were 100% in the Kamala Harris before this happened. We were 100% in President Biden, please pass the torch. Please pass the torch. Please, please, please.
But who was going to be on the receiving end of that torch? We weren't, you know, we weren't necessarily even talking about it and putting up specific names. And I think going into, you know, this, oh goodness, it's only been like 8 days. Wow. I, coming into it, was saying, I want an open convention. I want people to campaign. And I remember in the media day after, as the endorsements were rolling in and rolling in, going, oh man, everyone's falling in line behind Kamala. I'm kind of a little disappointed almost. And that feeling is gone.
It's gone.
Completely gone.
I will agree with you 100%. There was me too, a little bit going, it's like, oh man, I wanted a competition, but I'm feeling like, okay, here, I'm
Jeffries
on board.
And Chuck Schumer were saying, we are not going to endorse Kamala Harris. We are going to wait until the nomination or until the convention in order to give that endorsement. I'm like, yeah, open convention. And then, you know, the next day they had formally endorsed, and I had that momentary feeling of like, weren't we gonna do this differently? Weren't we gonna not do the coronation thing? I remember even saying that in our episode that we did last Monday, and my dad texted into that show saying it will be a coronation. And we talked about it, and I was like, I don't know. I want it to be more democratic. I want it to be more of that democracy in action where everyone gets their voice in and we actually have a chance to vote for these candidates. And then people did vote with their voices and with their energy.
I was going to say, it's like that energy thing. My wife is always talking to me too, like, I need to get in the right energies, because, you know, if you really are, you can feel them. They work wonders. The universe is an energetic place. You know, I feel this one. You're right. There's an energy here. Now, there's 100 days to go. Okay. And yes, anything can happen. But right now, just the sense of feeling like, as I said, I want to do more now than just express my support and my energetic kind of feeling about this. I don't know what that is. I know
I'm
one of the things what we are doing. Guess what? Well, we are doing this. It's Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk, Educated Educators Talking Education. And we have been putting out there a pretty big effort to not yell at people about what they should or shouldn't do, but to express our excitement and explain how our feelings went from where they were with this kind of despair that, oh my God, I'm going to have to vote for President Biden, to, oh wow, maybe he's going to step. Oh, he has to step. And now, you know, so we are giving some energy to the conversation. We said, you know, we know that the Biden or the Kamala Harris team, you know, are paying attention to Busted Pencils.
Absolutely.
Because they want to know when it comes to public education where the wind, and I shouldn't say where the wind is blowing, where this true strong policy about public schools and democracy really is going to be. You got to be listening to Busted Pencils. We know they're going to be listening to us. And in fact, we're going to be talking about the vice presidential potentials, because Kamala Harris is the vice president now, but now that she's the presumptive nominee and, in fact, has already grabbed the delegates from what we understand, we're now kind of saying, well, who's going to be that vice president? And this, Jess, as I was saying last week to you and Johnny, there's an opportunity, I think, here to bring public education on the radar.
Absolutely.
In fact, 855-752-4842, give us a call. We want to hear what's on your radar.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The effects of an oil refinery outage in Joliet, Illinois earlier this month are still being felt at the pumps. Gas Buddy reports the average price in Green Bay is up 6.8 cents a gallon from last week, averaging $3.44 a gallon. Statewide, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.48, up over 6 cents a gallon from last week. Lorena Tipping of the Brain Center of Green Bay says connecting with people is a way to prevent dementia.
But think about when we were isolated during the COVID times. We couldn't go to our favorite restaurants. We couldn't see the people that we loved. So that was a very good example of what it is to be isolated. So socialization is so important. And communities and people that decrease their risk for dementia are socializing. They are getting out. They are stimulating their brain.
Tipping says regular exercise and sleep also help with brain health. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you're tired of Ryan Reynolds is a good guy stories, this won't help.
Leslie Uggams, who was working as an actress before Reynolds was born, plays his sidekick in the new film Deadpool and Wolverine. The 81-year-old actress says Reynolds made her feel safe in the new high-octane Marvel flick. Uggams plays foul-mouthed blind Al a long way from her Emmy-winning role of Kizzy in the miniseries Roots in 1977. Deadpool and Wolverine opened this past weekend in theaters. The lovable Natalie from Facts of Life, also known as Mindy Cohen, has a beef with former castmates. The New York Post reports that a Facts of Life revival was 86th by one of the cast members. According to Cohen, TV legend Norman Lear approached the four actresses about reuniting for a reboot. The meetings took place over Zoom during COVID. Cohen said one of the actresses went behind the other's backs and tried to set up her own deal for her own show. The Post says Cohen did not specify which cast member it was. I really hope it wasn't Tootie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, some pop-up storms tomorrow into tomorrow night. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, upper 80s Wednesday, storms in the late afternoon and evening. It's 82 right now.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're gonna be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears in your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
let those lyrics come in first. I love that. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk, Educated Educators Talking Education. Does Busted Pencils have a theme song? Well, we do have a theme song, but do we have a theme band? Well, we like all the punk rock, but we gotta be honest. It's Rise Against. People are like, you know, what does Rise Against have to do with Busted Pencils? Hey, you listen to the opening show, Re-Education Through Labor. You know, we got to give them the props. Love Tim Mickelrath. In fact, was on the Busted Pencils podcast. We'll have to bring some of that recording and just kind of highlight some of that, because he talked about particularly what show. When he learned in school and how that is connected to punk rock. And in fact, you know, that's why I love it. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk, Educated Educators Talking Education. Tim and Jess right now. Johnny on a 3-day hiatus because Tim and Jess. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit here in Madison. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be covering Tuesday and Wednesday, the conference or the summit. Let's call it a summit.
It is a summit.
And so we'll bring Johnny back on Thursday, let him have a little bit of time with the family. Appreciate that when we get those opportunities. 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about vice president potentials. But Joanne from Madison. Joanne, what's happening, our friend?
A great, great show. I'm just going to pivot from your main question. There's so many great options with Mark Kelly and Josh Shapiro and all that for a VP. I would really like to start a tradition that the candidates be asked, what individual will be chosen as the Secretary of Education? I mean, that would tell a lot about where they think they are going in terms of education. It should be a question of the debate. I know AVC is going to be sponsoring the next debates if President former President Trump decides to agree to that again. Mm. And definitely with the knowledge that Ms. Harris has, Vice President Harris has, in terms of higher education that she would be interested in and knowledgeable of the various issues and all of that, and her choice wherever it would go if she'd choose the current individual Miguel Carnero to stay on. Or have another choice, that would be an interesting discussion, and I think it would be worthy of a question. I'm going to be emailing ABC News in a few minutes. Mm. I think it would be a nice way to get them started, because the last debate didn't have a question on education. So, again,
Joanne,
thanks so much.
Thank you, Joanne. Love that call. Love that suggestion. In fact, Jess, I was actually thinking that last week a couple times when we were talking about the vice president, that maybe – we'll come back to this, but maybe too much emphasis on who should or shouldn't be the vice president based on public education maybe is going to take us potentially in the wrong. I don't know if it's going to take us in the wrong direction. Maybe
it's
a waste of
a direction. I don't think it's a
waste of time. It takes us a direction, but Joe, you know, but shouldn't we really be talking about the pick of Vice President Harris, Democratic nominee for president? Who is she thinking about as Secretary of Education? And if we knew who that was, or maybe, Jess, if we did our civic responsibility that we typically like to do here on Busted Pencils, maybe we should start putting out who the Busted Pencils audience thinks should be a candidate to be considered to be nominated as the Secretary of Education.
I'm going to put you way on the spot. Do you have any picks off the top of your head?
I know these two dudes who do this education talk show.
Oh yeah,
who,
really? Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, they've spent 25 to 35 years plus in education, in public education, talking education, being passionate about public education.
Are they fully leaded?
They're fully leaded. They are educated educators who love to talk education. I think those two guys, I think that's Lupinacci and Slecker are their names, I think they wouldn't be bad kind of picks to get the ball in the conversation moving.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could accept that role.
Well, I mean, then I'd have to give up my week, my nightly responsibility here of promoting public education on the Civic Media Network, which, you know, again, would I want to lose the ability to connect with so many people across the country the way I do right here? Who would I pick? I can tell you this. There have been, and this is where Democrats have lost a lot of public education support in, well, starting in 2000 with President, well, Clinton himself, but then President Obama. It has not been a pleasant ride, whether Republicans or Democrats, when it came to Secretary of Education. In fact, Rod Page, who was President Bush's choice, then I forget who they were followed by, but then when President Obama took over, Arne Duncan was the candidate for the Democrats. And I got to tell you, Jess, it didn't really matter if there was a Republican or a Democrat in charge of the president, because the Secretary of Education choice for both parties was very much a supporter of high stakes testing, of merit pay for teachers based on test scores. Huge supporters of No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top. In fact, Race to the Top, as a lot of us said, was actually No Child Left Behind on steroids. And that came out of the Obama administration. Arne Duncan, who, again, had no real public school experience other than he had been the CEO of the Chicago public school system without any qualifications except that he was a basketball friend of President Obama's, came in. And in fact, when I was doing some of my most earnest advocacy work, occupying the Department of Education 2011, 2012, 2013, we were occupying in front of the Department of Education that was occupied at that time by Arne Duncan and Democrats. And in fact, we had our biggest protests out there for a Democratic Secretary of Education. So could it be that maybe what Joanne's saying, could there be more excitement even in announcing a truly pro public schools Secretary of Education that could really get that energy going for public school advocates? And maybe potentially, we're still going to talk about them, but maybe even to the point where that these potential vice presidential candidates really don't matter, because who Kamala Harris chooses to be in the role of Secretary of Education, that could potentially really be a motivator for public school voters. I don't know, Jess, that's just my thought. Jess, what was that?
That was the bell.
The bell? Democracy in action bell.
That's
yes,
the bell,
it was.
The one that rings true every single day here on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, where we highlight a moment of democracy in action.
And you got one for today, right?
I do, in fact.
Okay.
So today, the core democratic value that we are highlighting is patriotism. Now, this is one that we highlighted last week, Monday, as well, when President Biden made the choice to step down from his reelection campaign. Today, I'm highlighting patriotism again, because all of this energy that everyone has had, this commitment to the democratic process, has been so invigorating, so exhilarating, and it deserves a moment of recognition here on Busted Pencils. So today, democracy in action is the energy, the commitment that there is right now to seeing democracy fulfilled.
Love that. So that the energy, and boy, if you're out there then with that energy, you are one of the democracy in action people. 855-752-4842 is the number to give us a call if you want to jump in. Talking about the potential, caller Joanne gave us a way to think about this. You know, would Kamala Harris potentially want to give us a sense as to who her Secretary of Education choice might be. And if they revealed that, would that energize public school voters? Because I got to tell you that public school voters have not been well served over the past 30 years. In fact, since 1983, A Nation at Risk, it has been a nonstop, continued attack, whether Republican or Democrats, on public schools. The idea now coming into 2024, could we potentially have a public schools candidate in that way, meaning Kamala Harris really leaning into and saying, as the Secretary of Education, I'm nominating so-and-so because they are going to absolutely bring the public education supporters out like they have been waiting for over 30 years. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated. Educators talking education. L.A. Tom, our friend, is on the line. L.A. Tom, in fact, you have some thoughts on this Secretary of Education. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, buddy. First off, I was thinking maybe you know, Tim Walz for vice president, but the thing is, he doesn't really help the situation with the electoral votes. But I think he would be a hell of a. He was a public school teacher. He is a geography teacher, a third grade teacher. Tim Walz for the head of the Department of Education, I think, would be a big lift, and it'd be a big lift to people's spirits. And he knows how to talk, and he understands kids. And I think that he would be an excellent choice for the head of the Department of Education.
That resume, L.A.
Tom,
like
I love
yours,
that. But I gotta, I gotta ask you though, L.A. Tom, though, what did you think about my first two suggestions, Lupinacci and Slecker?
Oh, I think those are great suggestions, of course, but. You know, I think you guys need to be working on busted pencils and bringing the medication to all the people, because every day is a classroom here on busted pencils. What I would say also, Tim, is I want to make sure that you know, and Johnny knows, and all the listeners know, that at 5 o'clock, they're going to have the Kamala Harris Zoom call for white dudes. And I would really recommend that you guys go on there so we can break the internet and show that us white guys are not just a bunch of MAGA Trumpers. I think that would be a really, really good idea if people would get on there. So anyway,
that's 5 o'clock Pacific. So 7 p.m. Central.
5 o'clock Pacific. I'm sorry.
Immediately after Busted Pencils.
Immediately after Busted Pencils. There it is.
You won't miss a minute of not missing busted pencils.
LA Tom.
Highest priority.
Thank you so much for that call. Appreciate it.
Are you sneezing or are you laughing, Tim?
I'm going to cough. And I don't know where my mute button is on this here. So give me a
new
second.
New technology.
There, I'm better. I love that suggestion, LA Tom, because I got to point out that when it comes to thinking about who Kamala Harris should choose for vice president, I have really been finding myself in that Walz position.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just been something the way he's been, as L.A. Tom says, the way he speaks, the power that comes across.
He reminds me of you.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it. He's energizing and he's so good. And in fact, his conversation about public schools and the vouchers and knowing how to put that, and in fact, rural schools, I think L.A. Tom may have helped me by saying, okay, in fact, now some of these other potentials for vice president, now I think I can really lean into a couple of them. I'm still going to hold out on one. Yeah, you all know who it is. Wait, though. Stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you who I think it should be, not who it shouldn't be.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple thoughts about cryptocurrency. Now I'm going to say right up front that I am married to a man who has a little bit of cryptocurrency, so I know there are some smart and very handsome folks in that space, and that money can be made in it. Now with that out of the way, I'm going to quote Michelle Singletary, who's the Washington Post money columnist, and she recently said, "Investing in crypto is highly speculative and inappropriate for most everyday investors." I think she nailed it for those of us who don't work in the money trading business. People who got in early, at least some of them, have done okay. And even when you hear about record highs for Bitcoin or Ether, just know that there are plenty more epic plummets that might not be making your feed. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Ah, there it is. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Live from the State Street Studios, Civic Media, the mothership. Yes, I am here. I am in town. Why? Because tomorrow and Wednesday, the Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit here in Madison is going to be held. All kinds of conversation about public education in the entire state of Wisconsin. A lot of who's who are here. And in fact, I know two who's who's, Jess and Tim, who are going to be there. In fact, if you're heading to the summit tomorrow, look for us. We're going to be there. We're looking, you know, we want to talk to people. We're going to have some equipment to do some spot interviews that we can save and potentially won't be live. So don't worry. We, you know, we can say we can erase, but we want to talk to you. Come and find us wherever we are. We're going to be dropping into different sessions tomorrow. In fact, we'll do a little bit more. We'll be all over a little bit of promotion, but I do want to finish this vice presidential because
Tim, who do you want? You've told us.
I know L.A. Tom just gave he gave me the ability to say that I see the strategic of Kelly from Arizona.
Yeah.
Now that I can let go of Waltz, and in fact say Tim Waltz is really a great Secretary of Education nominee, I can now see that Kelly, from the math standpoint in Arizona, being able to get Arizona, which it is a swing state. It's not Michigan. It's not Pennsylvania. But it is a huge state that is right there on the lines. And this is a guy that I haven't heard anybody say, I hate that guy. I don't like that guy. He's an astronaut. His wife was a victim of gun violence, horrendous gun violence. Gabby Giffords, man, I see the wisdom in a Mark Kelly vice presidential pick. I still see Beshear and Cooper. I think they're strong potentials, but man.
But Arizona is so key. I mean, do you remember the sleepless days?
Yes.
Of certifying the Arizona votes. Oh my goodness. Those 11 electoral votes are going to be so, so critical. And Arizona is such a deeply purple state that the smallest thing can really tip the scales. And a vice presidential candidate is no small thing.
You know, here's what's interesting. So I put up this I didn't put it up there, but I sent it to you, Jess, this, you know, Venn diagram with three circles. And if anybody has ever seen a three-circle Venn diagram, it means it's got lots of intersections. And it had Waltz in the middle. But, you know, the top circle is moderate white guy vibes. of of which in that circle was Kelly, Bashir, Kelly Cooper, Waltz, and Shapiro. Kelly alone got the moderate
just
white
got moderate
guy.
White guy vibes.
Moderate white guy vibes.
He didn't get the other circles of top tier TV skills or doesn't alienate any part of the coalition. So, but I don't know who he alienates. So,
yeah, I was going to say on that one, I'm not sure why he didn't get the doesn't alienate, because I said I've never heard anybody ever saying that astronaut whose wife went through a horrible tragedy, I don't like. No, I've never.
No, in I've fact, heard. I don't know about Mark Kelly.
Yeah,
but
I don't
I've
know
never
about
heard.
It.
I don't like Mark Kelly.
Never heard it. And what I heard today, though, too, I'm going to say listening to a podcast, Kara Swisher on the Pivot podcast, a very big national voice, really pointed out how strong she sees him. And in fact, I knew this too. He's an identical twin. I'm married to an identical twin. Got to say that. Just put it out there. Mom Michelle. People have heard Mom Michelle. She's been on the show too before. But he is an identical twin. And I guess, according to Kara Swisher, which is great, is you've got the ability to be in two places as a candidate. Did that ever happen to Tim when he was dating his wife? Sometimes
it?
I had to look closely, you know. Early on, not now.
It was last.
I got to point out though too, Shapiro. Shapiro goes in the white guy top TV top tier TV skills. Doesn't alienate. I think he alienates a large swath. And I hate to. From a public school standpoint, the fact that he was in favor of vouchers in Pennsylvania, I mean, people who have been listening to Busted Pencils know that's where I'm going to come down and go, sorry, I can't have Josh Shapiro, you know, because I think he loses public schools. I got to tell you, though, L.A. Tom's strategy there of elevating Tim Walz as Secretary of Education maybe makes me even consider that a Shapiro nomination, if it mathematically makes Pennsylvania go,
those 19 yeah, electoral votes. I mean,
I might let him go on and go forward and be considered. So, Josh Shapiro, right now, if you really want to be considered, I know you're listening to Busted Pencils. What you want to do right
app.
Now? Yeah, you're on your civic media app. What you need to download. Your homework now is to get the Harris campaign to get behind this Waltz, Secretary of Education, the L.A. Tom kind of pivot there, because man, that makes it all work for me. I got to point out though, I hate. One of the other reasons though, I've heard for people saying, I don't know if Josh Shapiro, because could, and I hate when people say this, is the country ready for a woman of color and a Jewish,
and a Jewish
white
guy? Vice president? Yeah.
Yes.
And as a Jewish person, I have that fear. That's
okay.
It's something that I'm concerned about, that I worry constantly about, you know, will there be bigotry involved? And we know that in America there will be. I don't think that that's a disqualifying factor.
Yeah, and you hate to admit it. I think that's the part that I hate about this is that I hate to admit that it could be a factor, and I can't take a loss to Trump right now. And so, although winning Pennsylvania would be huge, I don't know. Busted Pencils, fully led at education talk, educated educators talking education. Gotta thank you all for listening. L.A. Tom, caller Joanne, love it when you guys call in.
Tim,
hey,
go grab
and guess
pint.
What, Jess? You know where I'm headed. I'm
Save
headed to the Monocle Brewing.
Tomorrow.
I am. I'm heading up to the tap room right now because I love our sponsor, Monocle Brewing Company. They make Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Anybody check me out if you want to go up there. I'll be up there in a little bit. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Jess, can't wait to meet you in person.
I'm going to give you the biggest hug.
Yes, see you tomorrow, Jess. See you tomorrow.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Tuesday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll rehash President Joe Biden's proposition for the U.S. Supreme Court. Should they recuse? Hell to the yeah.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.